Hi, I'm Melanie.
Hi, I'm Huda.
And you are listening to
Min Huna,
Finding Refuge in Friendship.
Ismi Huda.
Ismi Melanie. Today we have a special holiday episode of Min Huna for you. Ramadan is the holiest month of the Muslim year, and Huda is excited to share some of what it means to her with you. I'll give you a little bit of the background on Ramadan. It begins when the crescent moon is sighted in the ninth month of the Muslim calendar, so it's a different time every year. This year, Ramadan begins on Friday, May 26th. During the month of Ramadan, Muslims do not eat, drink, or smoke from sunrise to sunset. But during the evenings, family and friends gather for special shared meals. Huda, can you tell us a little bit about what Ramadan means to you?
Ramadan is the holy month that lights up our lives. I imagine Ramadan as a universe containing many planets. Each one has its own great shape, exactly the same way that people do. In this month, each thing we do has great meaning and influences the beauty in ourselves. When the sun is going, it's time to eat. All members of my family meet together at one table like one heart. We are like stars in the sky that become shiny when upset the sunlight. I love that time when the calm fills the place with the sounds of the dishes and voice that comes from the mosque that says Allahu Akbar. We all start eating and drinking, and then hence the magic begins.
Fasting during the 29 to 30 days of Ramadan is intended to bring the faithful closer to God and remind them of the suffering of those less fortunate. In fact, charity is a crucial part of Ramadan. Those who fast must also feed and care for the poor in order for the sacrifice of their fast to be accepted by God. Actually, over the past several months, Huda and her neighbors and many of my Syrian friends have been asking me questions about why there are homeless people here in America and how they can help them and whether they can bring meals to the homeless in the parks or come provide haircuts for the homeless.
The taste of the breakfast at night makes everything magical for me because my mom's hands work hard to choose the food. She cooks it to make sure that we are full after the hunger we have felt for almost a full day of fasting. We have traditional and special sweets for Ramadan like baklava. Not one table in my city is free from it. The evening comes, the crescent moon illuminates, and my family meets again in the living room. I remember the sounds of children playing and the laughter. Everything makes music as if played by a different musical instrument. This is months of mercy, goodness, and blessing. In Ramadan, we say to each other, Ramadan Mubarak, which means I wish Ramadan is blessing for you, or Ramadan Kareem, which means Ramadan is generous to you.
And so we wish you Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Kareem.
From Melanie.
Huda.